broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Welcome back to the weekend, everybody. How you doing? I'm Jolene Roxbury. We are so happy to have you guys along with us. It's so much more fun when we're together. And you know, when we know you guys are here, it acts as a buffer between all the Roxbury players. You guys provide us with a last nerve buffer zone. When I was little, one of my sisters and I used to fight at the breakfast table. Constant bickering, arguing, doing what kids do. And Mom would put a cereal box between us. It worked. As long as we couldn't see each other while we were eating, we did okay. And a box of honeycomb worked just perfectly. Because honeycomb's big!
Honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small.
No!
No, no, no!
Sing it!
Honeycomb's got a big, big bite. Big, big taste in a big, big bite.
Right. A good
old commercial. I love those. And we love it that you guys are taking some time out to spend it with us here at the show. And remember to follow us on Facebook. It keeps us connected and makes us feel like you're here with us. I mean, yeah, I know you guys aren't here physically with us, but we can feel you out there. What is it Chad Petrie says on WKRG? I don't know who's watching, but I'm glad you are. Something like that. Well, we kind of sort of know that there are at least a dozen or so people listening to us. Because those are family and friends who we've shamed into listening. But it does make us feel great knowing that somebody's out there grabbing a smile, a chuckle, and maybe they're getting to escape whatever heavy stuff might be weighing upon them at the moment. Hey, listen, it does us good just to put the show together and to do the work that we do. It's definitely therapeutic for us because, you know, we're not laughing and goofing all the time. We have stresses and struggles and physical ailments and challenges and ups and downs. So we definitely lean on each other, share a lot of silly inspirations that help us navigate through whatever we got going on. I will also say that the show being in one market, our home market, is a lot less stressful. We love our FM Talk 106.5 family. And we definitely change things up from week to week. Now that the studios are located at Roxbury Farms, there's a lot of open space and, most important, separate spaces. You hear me talking about the Barn Dominium for Reggie and Earl T. I call it the Barn Dominium. They call it the bunkhouse because there are bunk beds in there. Plus, I think they just like saying that word, bunkhouse. Belle Cadeau has her bungalow. We're still actually doing some work on that because she needed a lanai. Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. And Jim Weaver does have a tiny house. It's definitely kind of a vacation place for him because he goes back and forth, home to here. Jim's got a big family, and we love his tiny house because it didn't cause the hubs or me any stress at all. Jim had it built somewhere up in the Northwest. He was thrilled to have somewhere to put it. He had it built when all that Tiny House Nation trending stuff was going on. And until now, it's just been in his backyard in Texas. But he wanted to have it made by this custom outfit out in Seattle, I think, and wanted a cowboy rustic look. Plenty local people here who could have built it for him, but no. He had to be special. He was thrilled to bring it here. We had no problem with it. So he handled everything in that regard. I just had to make sure there was a crew here to help them do whatever they do, securing it down and hooking it up to utilities and stuff like that. Although he could have done the solar thing. tried to talk him into that because there are no trees directly over where he put it. I think it would have worked out great. But I don't know anything about that stuff, really. He was worried about his equipment having enough power consistently, that sort of thing. Whatever. It all worked out. And in the very comfortable chair over to my right, Roxbury player extraordinaire, Mr. John Bell. I'm feeling a motorhome visit down here pretty soon. Good to be with you this weekend, by the way.
Good to be with you as well. And yes, I'm going to be bringing the motorhome down in a few weeks for a spring break of sorts.
You guys, John has a motorhome. He brings it down here often, but really all he needed was a space. Well, and a patio pad and hookups, but it was not any trouble at all. Bring it on down. I'm already ready for spring.
I thought it'd be fun to start planning an Easter egg hunt, huh?
Well, I don't know about that.
No?
We'll see.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Fair enough.
I also wanted to try out your new metal detector. Have you used it yet?
Not yet. I wanted to get finished with all the construction stuff first.
All right. I'd like to be in on the inaugural detection session, if you don't mind.
Why do you want to be the first to use it?
Well, I want to use it before anyone has a chance to break it.
Yeah, anyone.
I'm not naming names, but his initials are Earl T.
I think everybody knows who you mean. Yeah, he breaks everything. So, our main studio, where we record everything, parts of the show, commercials. Our main studios are in a building right in the middle of everything. And it's not like an office building. It's a small house that was built like in the 50s. And acoustically, it's a dream. It's still a sweet little farmhouse, but studios as well. And our main house is right next door to the studios. And none of these knuckleheads are allowed in there. My home is my sanctuary and an absolute RP-free zone. And RP is Roxbury Players. And I describe all of that to you to give you the idea of how communal it is here now. And the show is very therapeutic. Crop dusting around to my original point. Listen, have fun with us, chill out, don't think about your problems for a while, and enjoy our time together. Honey, what do you want?
Dude, I was just trying to get some clothes washed.
Please don't talk about this anymore. You are not allowed to use the washing machines in the main house. That's why you have an old set out there for you to use. Don't look at me like that. What have you and I talked about? About responsibility?
I need to start being more responsible. And don't use candles, lighters, matches, or anything
with an
open
flame.
No more, yes.
You've got to help Reggie keep the barn dominium clean, or...
Or else I gotta figure out another permanent living situation.
That's right. You've got to keep the domestical disasters down to zero.
So that's what I did.
And in the process, you've already dinged up the wall. A bunch of water went all over the floor. That washer got off balance and shook all over the entire house.
I didn't know all that stuff was going to tear up the washing machine, man.
You had never tried to wash anything up here ever before, and you chose that one day to do it.
It wasn't my fault. I was just trying to keep things clean like you told me, man. And then suddenly, bang, boom, clank. I mean, it's actually pretty cool.
See there? That's what I'm talking about right there. Not cool.
It wasn't my fault.
Back to my original point. This show is always available in some form or fashion. And when you need to escape again, our podcast is right there for you. And not only that, all of the other deliciously relevant and local content, a little something for everybody. Click that podcast tab on fmtalk1065.com and see what strikes your fancy. It's Wonder Moose. That's one of my words. A Jolene-ism. Wonder Moose. It's wonderful, but it's even more bigger and better than wonderful. It's Wonder Moose. So Mardi Gras is rolling, and guess what? We did get a request to play our version of the post-Mardi Gras coverage, Roxbury style.
Welcome, everybody, to the big Mardi Gras cleanup parade.
Don't look now, Steve, but here comes the Hushpuckany marching band.
You'll notice they're all wearing cleats so that paper, streamers, squashed moon pies, and other debris sticks to the bottom of their feet.
And look at that choreography. They take 10 steps forward, then hop on the left foot, while pulling debris from the right foot. Then they repeat the entire pattern on the opposite side.
And the trombones are doing double duty, reaching the slides up into the trees to snag the beads hanging there.
These guys are the kings of sanitary choreography.
Indeed they are, Tiffany.
And here comes our first float.
And it really is floating. Floating on high-pressure water that's being used to wash off the pavement.
Following the float is a convertible carrying this year's Queen of Cleanup, Queen Palucia, and the big band sounds of the Decontaminators.
After the Fat Tuesday Bash, downtown's covered in trash. So clean up, 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 clean up. Now those bottles, glass, and cans, let's pick them up, let's use our hands. And clean up, 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 clean up now.
People are throwing stale candy, broken toys, and even, ooh, more smooshed moon pies from the sidewalk.
They're really filling up that convertible.
Ew! Oh, there goes one more disposable diaper. I think that one had a funnel cake in it. Or at least something that started out as a funnel cake.
That's quite a collection of trash.
Speaking of trash, doesn't Queen Palucia look darling in that leather thong and hot pink tube top?
She's checking out the stale candy as it comes into the car and placing the one she considers to be edible into her tube top.
And wow, here comes the horse patrol.
Really? I don't see any horses.
No horses, just the guys and gals who clean up what the horses leave behind.
Oh, of course, the shovel brigade.
The super duper pooper scoopers.
With one fluid motion, they scoop up the poop and throw it into the wheeled trash barrels.
And with one poopy motion, they scoop up the liquid and...
Oh, what an unfortunate time for a stiff breeze to blow through.
Unfortunate for the horse patrol.
But a real crowd pleaser.
And I think the end of the parade is getting near. As you may know, our city has a constant problem with people putting trash in the gutters, which causes huge problems when it comes to stormwater drainage and proper runoff. Thus, the need for Gary the Gutter Guardian.
And here comes Gary the Gutter Guardian now. Look at his antics.
Gary's job each year is to keep parade clutter from being thrown into the gutter.
Just listen to the Guardian of the Gutter mutter.
Each time you chunk your clutter in the gutter, all our stormwater starts to stutter. Hey, you.
Oh, my. It looks like Gary is giving yet another citizen a lesson on gutter etiquette.
Well, when it comes to Mardi Gras, it ain't no bash till we've cleaned up the trash. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Is anybody going to eat all these smushed moon pies?
I don't think so.
I will.
But they've been stepped on by...
They're perfectly fine.
...horses and stuff.
Well, the wrapper is still intact.
Well, yeah,
just sprinkle them over some ice cream.
Ew.
So good.
What do you mean we're still on the...
Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
Roxbury.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and it is wonderful to have you along with us. It is so much more fun knowing you are listening. If you have not already done so, please download the FM Talk 106.5 app. That's where you can find podcasts for all of your favorite local shows. And they also throw in a lot of extra content, too, like during Mardi Gras, all the moon pie minutes there. Very fun and educational and entertaining. So if you miss the broadcast on FM Talk, which airs every Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 7, our show is always available on demand in the FM Talk 106.5 app, fmtalk1065.com, or if you follow the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on Facebook, the show is available on demand there as well, every Saturday at 4 p.m. Our show page on Facebook is the best way to get in touch with us. All of us.
Greetings, everyone. Belle Cadeau here. Welcome to my beachside kitchen, the place where all the culinary magic happens, and I happen not to have anything to do with it. Okay, so I'm not a great cook, but with me, as always, the man responsible for everything delicious that comes out of this kitchen, the inimitable Chef Alec Naiman.
Can I bring my bags in? I'm thinking about moving in for the week.
Well, we have plenty room, so you're certainly welcome to.
All right.
Actually, it depends on what you're cooking this week, dear.
Oh, how about a little bourbon-glazed baby back ribs?
Wonderful, and I've known you long enough now, I feel completely comfortable eating ribs in front of you. Can't eat ribs around just anybody, you know. Now tell us about this recipe. How simple is it for those of us not really good in the kitchen?
Well, it's pretty easy. We got to start with that bourbon glaze. You take you some honey, about 5 tablespoons of honey, 1/4 cup of bourbon.
Oh, that was for cooking? I'm sorry, I'll have to pour some more.
That's got to be pretty good stuff. Now, I don't cook with no cheap bourbon.
Nothing about me is cheap, dear.
And I got to have 1.5 tablespoons of Hoosan sauce. Hoosan sauce. You can say that any kind of way you want to, but it's one of those Asian sauces. 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard. 1 tablespoon of some plum sauce. That's some more of that Asian stuff, that plum sauce. 1.5 teaspoons of mild flavored light molasses. 1.5 teaspoons of some soy sauce. 1.5 teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce. 3/4 teaspoon of some hot chili paste.
This must be it right here, doll. Is that right?
Oh, that's some of that Indonesian hot chili paste is the good stuff. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of some good ground black pepper. How about 2.25 pounds rack of ribs, a little baby back of ribs. 1 cup of unsweetened pineapple juice. Now you got all the ingredients to make your bourbon glaze. All right, well, you mix those first 11 ingredients in a small bowl. And you can make this glaze as much as a day ahead of time and just put it in the refrigerator. Then you want to take you some aluminum foil, lay you out about 2 or 3 feet of aluminum foil, lay those baby back ribs down in there. All right, you season it up with a little bit of that salt and pepper, maybe pour a little bit of pineapple juice over the top. You've wrapped that foil up really, really good, and you can slide that in an oven at 350 degrees for about an hour. All right, now you don't want to take them out of that foil. You want to leave them in that foil because the next day when you're ready to grill, you're going to fire up your grill outside. You're going to take those baby backs out of that foil and lay them on the grill, and you're going to brush it with that bourbon glaze that you made. If it don't make you drunk, it sure will taste good. Then you cut those racks into little bitty bones. You just slice the bones right between each one of them, and man, they'll just melt in your mouth. And that's it for my bourbon glazed baby back rib.
Okay, Alec, I wanted to make some extra sauce, but the bourbon's gone. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Wait. Here's some bottles of wine from Earl's last lodge meeting. Can we make some sauce with these?
I don't think so.
Earl T., what kind of wine is this anyway? Pungent.
Can't use that MD-2020, but you can use some of that WD-40 if you want to. It'll take the squeak out of your walk.
That's what my mom used to tell me.
I hope y'all have a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed this recipe.
Ta-ta, dolls. That sounds delicious. Everybody loves ribs on the grill, any kind of meat on the grill. I love coming to your house when it's grilling time. Whatever seasonings you use. Fantastic. You got to let us in on your secret.
Oh, man, we got a good one here, but we can't tell Earl.
Why not?
He'd think you're supposed to smoke it.
What on earth are you making?
Tell y'all how to make some magic dust.
Oh, my gosh. If this is the same magic dust you put on your ribs, delicious. What other meats is it good for?
Makes a wonderful rub for anything. Pork, chicken, steak, fish.
It's easy. It's 2 tablespoons of each of the following items. So listen up.
Paprika, chili powder.
Alex, magic dust.
So is it magic dust, man?
Dry mustard, kosher salt, sugar, cumin, whoa, granulated garlic, cayenne pepper, and black pepper.
Alex, magic dust.
I love it.
Some magic dust.
I love it.
Once more again, paprika, chili powder, dry mustard, kosher salt, sugar, cumin, granulated garlic, cayenne pepper, black pepper, and there you have it.
Magic dust.
Even though the pepper tends to make me sneeze, give me some more of that magic dust.
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
Our lawyers remind me to tell you that this is a parody. We only wrote the silly words, not the good part, the music. Which lawyer wrote this memo?
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived. She goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hands. When she's walking, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. Historical pearl worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias, they're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte gray.
Her kids play soccer. They dance or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a Midtown girl.
Hey, do you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
You know, there's a Midtown everywhere. Every city and town in this country has a Midtown. A lot of times it's the historical section of town where the older homes are. Doesn't have to be a big town either. In fact, the smaller the better. And Midtown can also be a state of mind. So even if you don't happen to live in a Midtown area, if you're shopping there, having lunch, or just walking through, or heck, if your car breaks down in a Midtown area, at that moment in time, you are a Midtown girl.
She was a very young nun in a very old convent.
Good evening, Mother Superior.
She got along well.
Dum-de-dum-dum.
Everybody liked her, but nobody knew her secret. At night, when the moon was full. Don't miss the horrifying new series, Creature of Habit.
Another presentation of the Squirrel Network.
We make shows for nuts.
We've got more show coming up, so don't you go anywhere.
Roxbury.
Hey there, so y'all carry them things that look like fancy Bunsen burners.
Lordy days, what did you just say?
Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't remember the name.
Maison Berger. They're fragrance lamps. Yes, A&A carries them.
I not only carry their lamps, I also started carrying their reed diffusers.
Perfect for the powder room. Come in and find your signature Maison Berger fragrance. Starter kits and gorgeous lamps at A&A Vacuum.
Cottage Hill Road in Mobile, just west of University. Are you planning a wedding reception, graduation party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. It is so good to have you here right now visiting with us. And if you're listening to our show right now on FM Talk 106.5, you're either catching our 4 p.m. on Saturday show or our 7 a.m. on Sunday show. But you know, if you miss either one of those, our podcast is available on demand, as are many wonderful shows, right there on their website at fmtalk1065.com. Just click on that podcast tab and poof, you will find all sorts of good stuff, including this Right Here Show. Also, you need to follow our show on Facebook. The podcast is there as well, and it's a good way to get in touch with us. Several of us are administrators on that page, so you really never know who's getting your message. I have told everyone they need to identify themselves. But hey, they don't always listen now, do they? Right now, we're happy to have our very own Martha Stewart. I think she has some advice for us. You know, many of us have gone through lots of ups and downs relationship-wise and stuff, you know, through the holidays and then Valentine's Day. So I think she's got some fun ideas for us to help us shake things up a little bit, get in an all-around better mood. Let's check in and see what's going on with that. Hi, Martha.
Hello, dear.
So I'm looking at my show notes, and I think you're going to talk to us about getting back in the swing of things.
Whether you're single, in a relationship, or you're currently navigating your way through an it's complicated status, it's time to get ready for spring and spend some time with friends.
Yeah, surround yourself with some good friends. So we're done with the holidays, done with Valentine's Day. Time to get out of the house a little bit. You're thinking coping skills.
I'm thinking asparagus, dear.
Okay. Fun with asparagus.
Oh, but I'm not stopping there.
Uh-huh.
Let's make it a whimsical trio to include artichokes and fava beans.
Fava beans? Fava beans? Martha, I don't think so.
Please, no.
Paula Deen?
Unfortunately, yes.
Hey, Jolene, hey, hon. I just cannot stand fava beans, and I can't remember why. I just do not like them. Oh, I can't remember why.
Good. Now, for this recipe...
Oh, I do remember. It was that movie, Silence of the Lambs. I remember because I can't eat lamb chops now either. That creepy serial killer who ate all them people. Jolene, you remember that movie?
I do, I do. Hey, Jim, we got that clip?
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Wait, Fancy Moses, that's it. Gives me the shivers. That's why I can't cook with fava beans. I don't like them.
Can we please move on?
We can, I just can't cook with fava beans.
Then we can leave the fava beans out.
That's fine, but now we gotta start all over, because you've just put the mojo on this recipe. We gotta back up and start over.
What?
I'm serious, we gotta start all over. Here, I'll come back in the door again. Cue the music, start over, Jolene.
Okay, let's go to our own Martha Stewart. Martha, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead.
Blah, blah. Moving on.
Oh, that feels so much better.
For this recipe...
Remind them what recipe we're cooking.
Asparagus and artichoke heifer.
Did you just call me a heifer?
No, I said bruschetta.
Sounded like heifer.
For this recipe, you will need 2 peeled cloves of garlic, 4 slices of rustic bread.
What's rustic bread?
Beats me.
2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, setting aside a little extra for drizzling. 1 12-ounce jar of marinated artichoke hearts. 1/2 cup fresh ricotta cheese, a little coarse salt and freshly ground pepper, and a bit of shaved Parmesan cheese for garnish. We're going to thinly slice 1 garlic clove and set it aside. Gently crush remaining clove and rub over one side of each of the bread slices. Brush both sides of the bread with 1 tablespoon olive oil. Toast the slices on a grill or in a skillet over medium-high heat until golden and crisp on both sides.
Okay, what do we do with them when they're done?
You'll want to transfer these to a serving platter.
I'm going to use this ceramic platter. It's been in my family for generations. Look how cute it is. The lid on it's shaped like a little squirrel.
That is the most hideous tableware I've ever seen in my life.
Well, that's what I'm going to use.
Don't care.
Okay, Martha, you got this.
We're going to heat the remaining tablespoon of olive oil in a medium skillet over medium-high heat. Add the rest of the garlic and artichoke hearts and sauté until golden, usually about 3 to 4 minutes. Season the ricotta cheese with salt and pepper and spread about 2 tablespoons of this mixture on each side of the bread. Top with sautéed garlic and artichokes. Season again with salt and pepper.
Now, Martha, you want to watch your sodium intake? You're using too much salt.
Shut up. And garnish with your shaved Parmesan cheese. Drizzle with olive oil and serve.
That does sound delicious. But dang, that's a lot. Even I'm going to have to go back on the podcast and re-listen to that recipe. Shifting gears. But one thing we are getting a jump on around here, we're doing some Easter crafting, making some cute things for the houses and stuff. And we're also making some homemade cards. Over the years, I have seen you make a lot of those, so we want to make sure we have all our supplies on hand. What do we need?
It's very simple, dear. For making homemade cards, you will need scissors, a craft knife, a cutting mat, double-sided tape.
Hang on.
What is it?
That's the exact list of stuff they always find in the serial killer's car.
I'm sensing a pattern here. Why does everything remind you of a serial killer?
Woman, you have country fried my last nerve.
But hey, it's all right. You don't have to get all that scary stuff. As an alternative, you can send a heartfelt Easter greeting to a friend or that special someone, sharing your feelings with a meaningful quote.
Well, this should be good.
My favorite is, "Doubt thou the stars are fire, doubt that the sun doth move. Doubt truth to be a liar, but never doubt I love."
Well, Paula, that was beautiful. Martha?
Well, I do believe you just quoted William Shakespeare. That's from Hamlet.
Of course it is. You think you're the only one with culture around here? You think I just made some shit up to put on a card? I got a little bit more pride than that. You know what you are? You're a snob. That's what you are, Martha. You ain't real enough for the Food Network. You know good and well they wouldn't put up with any of your hoity-toity shit over there.
All right, Jolene, I think we're done here.
Like you're better than everybody else?
I'll speak with you soon.
I would have somebody press your apron.
Would you shut up?
Okay, perfect time for us to take a break. Thank goodness our sensor button works. It's good to stay out of trouble.
Thanks to the new social media like Facebook, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
"I'm currently cleaning between my toes,"
they receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
"I just want a precision typing R-Wad,"
a virtual truck runs over it and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
A long time ago, on a morning show far, far away.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret. You can now place your order online at www.victoriassecret.com. If you are placing an order from our spring catalog, please locate and enter your 47-digit customer ID number.
47?
This number can be found in the blue box.
What blue box?
Directly above the yellow box.
I don't see
it. It can be found in the right lower-hand corner of the back of your Victoria's Secret catalog.
I don't have the
card. Please enter the barcode numbers located in the orange box.
Where?
In the upper right-hand corner of the front of your catalog.
Oh, hell.
If you cannot locate these numbers, or if you are vision impaired, please press 0 and you will be personally assisted.
Help me. Help me. Somebody help. Help me.
For holding. All of our personal assistant lines are busy at the current time with other callers who are blind or simply too ignorant to locate their customer ID number.
I never.
However, someone will be with you shortly.
Rudest thing.
Please know that if your name is Nick, Bubba, or Vern and you are calling from Mississippi, the authorities have been advised and your location has been confirmed. They will be coming for you shortly.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret. This here is Hector. May I help you?
No, I don't want you to help me.
Ma'am, I'm a certified undergarment specialist.
Well, that's...
And
I don't...
May I let you know today that Victoria's Secret is running a catalog customer special, 2-for-1 on our famous Miracle Bras.
I don't want a bra. Well, I want to get one of those beach cover-ups.
I must ask you, what is the size of your bathing suit?
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
How many bathing suit cover-ups you gonna need, all right? Because you want total coverage, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I do, but that's just...
Well, that's fine.
Stupid.
Next item number, please.
I want one of those little, perfect little black dresses for those cocktail parties.
Ma'am, I must advise you that the little black dress is only available in sizes 2, 4, and 6, okay?
Well, that's stupid. I need a bigger than a 6. I'm a real woman.
Okay, girl, I am as sorry as I can be, ma'am. It just don't come no larger than a 6, okay?
That's stupid. It's just stupid.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. We do not carry any huge clothing.
Huge?
All right?
That's stupid. I'm not huge.
Girl, I'm going to tell you, it's just too big.
Too big for
the catalog.
What are you sending them to me for?
In fact, you know, I don't know why you're getting the catalog, girl. You know, I need to listen to this. They don't pay me enough to listen to people like you. Go on, get your clothes somewhere else.
That's fine. Good job.
Belle doesn't order clothing from Victoria's Secret anymore. Oh, my goodness. Do they still send out Victoria's Secret catalogs? Or Venus swimwear catalogs, all of those? I surely don't get them if they do. But seriously, I do remember a time when I would get maybe 10 catalogs a week. The mailbox was stuffed with them. And of course, my husband would freak out because he thought that the reason I was getting all those catalogs is because I was ordering from all those catalogs. He didn't understand that all it takes is for you to order from one or maybe two of them, and man, it's a deluge of catalogs. Even catalogs you would never order from, you're getting them. Oh, and remind me, I'm going to have to tell you about the time Belle's mother-in-law ordered from the Fredericks of Hollywood catalog. Do you remember that one? Woo! I'll have to dig around and find that one and play it next week. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break, but don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Roxbury.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Larry's Legless Frogs. Lots of places serve frogs' legs, so what happens to the rest of the frog? Larry has these legless frogs towed to his place, where he serves them up to you. Why go elsewhere and dine on expensive riblets when you can go to Larry's and have cheaper ribbits? Larry's Legless Frogs, they are not losers, even though they have been defeated.
Hey, Jolene, your cousin's on the line.
My cousin? Which one?
Brooks, dude.
Oh, my husband's cousin?
The truck driver.
Right.
The one who transported all my peach cobbler Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, Brooks.
Hey, Jolene.
My hero.
Yeah, Earl is a fan forever now. Where are you?
I'm right outside of Needles, California.
Where is the ultimate destination?
I'm headed over to Bakersfield.
Whoa, you're in California, man?
What you hauling?
Right now, I've got on a load of plastic plates.
Yeah, dude, like, I've got this plastic plate in my head, man.
Not those kind of plastic plates, Earl. You're not hauling plastic surgical skull plates, right, Brooks?
No, it's like you eat ribs off of them.
Got it.
Like styrofoam plates.
Got it. Regular plastic plates. So, to what do we owe the honor?
Well, I'm just driving and listening to the show, and I'm a little bit concerned because I'm listening to all this where Earl T. lives and this bunkhouse and these bungalows, and Jolene, this is kind of boring.
Really?
Well, I about fell asleep. I mean,
hey, the bunkhouse is very exciting.
Ain't nobody interested in all that stuff.
Well, you know, Brooks, the show was off the air for 6 years. Six blissful, stress-free years. We have a lot of new listeners. We've had a change of venue, a pretty significant change of venue. We thought some people might be interested in how we all came together, how we got here, how all this works, why everybody's so weird.
They don't really want to hear that, Jolene.
Okay, this is offensive.
Well, you know, Brooks, everyone is entitled to their own opinion. And the thing about a variety show is not everything within it is for everybody. And we like to think the show is something that the entire family can listen to. People of all ages, different walks of life, different views, and that laughter will speak to everyone. Everybody likes to have a good time once in a while. What if I said to you I thought it was boring listening to a trucker talk about trucking, that nobody was interested in hearing about that?
Well, no, I think that's very interesting.
See there? Something for everybody.
Okay.
Listen, we got to go, but you drive safely, all right?
All right. Take it easy, Jolene. I'll see y'all soon.
You know I'm not going to let you go without hearing you say it.
Let them truckers roll, 10-4.
Roxbury!
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Okay, Mama, without saying something nasty, cursing, or embarrassing all of us, which I guess we may as well hang up, tell us what happened at the Super Target.
Well, now, I'm not sure if it was a Super Target, Jolene.
Okay.
Could have been just a regular Target.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's a difference.
Yeah?
One of them's got a deli.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I can tell the difference anyway.
You know, it's an hour show, Mom.
Okay, so I was standing there checking out, and I decided to get some gum. Well, I looked down, and somebody had put a big red pair of drawers right on top of the gum selection.
Mama.
Big red drawers.
Please.
I'm talking big drawers, Jolene.
Okay, I get it.
Like, bigger than yours.
Oh.
I mean, I can see why someone would have put them back. I mean, I would have been embarrassed to check out with them big drawers, Jolene. Can you imagine setting down a pair of big drawers on that conveyor belt with all your other groceries?
No, move along.
That's the problem with a superstore. Everybody sees your drawers when you buy them. That's why I go to department stores. They have a special little area, you know, just for drawers.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, she must have decided she didn't want them.
Yeah.
Just plunked them down right there in front of God and everybody. And then this little obnoxious kid put them on his head. Look, Mommy, I got one of them cotton crotches you've been talking about.
Good Lord.
I mean, if you don't want your drawers, take them back to the drawers aisle. Don't just leave them there. Okay, honey.
Mm.
After you finish your little show,
yeah.
Why don't you come over and have some potato salad?
I think I might do that. Sounds good.
Okay. And pick me up a 6-pack on your way home, would you please?
6-pack of what?
Doesn't matter. Whatever's cheap.
Ah, okay.
Love you, baby.
Love you too, Mom. And, just for the record, my drawers aren't that big. She's awful.
I heard that, Jolene.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Are you having difficulties with your smartphone?
Uh-huh.
When you want to make a call, do you wonder where the buttons are?
Where are they?
When you attempt to swipe to a new page, do you always accidentally activate some app? Then your problem, my friend, is that your smartphone is smarter than you.
You said it.
That's why we offer Stupid Phones.
Oh, boy!
Yes, there's a Stupid Phone perfect for you. From the Wile E. Coyote Clever Phone with limited Acme apps, down to the Homer Simpson Basic Phone with rotary dial.
Oh.
So if your smartphone is smarter than you, go stupid.
Okay.
Just send a signed blank check to I'm Stupid, 555 Flatline Road.
Okay.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. I'd like to thank everybody once again for hanging out with us, sharing some of your precious me time. What's that? Oh, man.
Jolene, it's Iris.
Hey, what's going on? I usually don't hear from family members unless they are complaining about something. So what's the problem?
What's this I hear about a bungalow?
Yeah, Belle has one.
And a tiny house.
That's Jim's.
How come Camellia and I can't have our own place?
No, these guys work here. They're doing work and they're on the show.
And why are we stuck in the main house?
Huh?
With you.
You used to not have any problem. What's wrong with being in the main house?
Your husband is the worst at hogging the remote.
I know.
I know he's my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
But he cusses too much, and it's really offensive.
I'm sorry. I know a lot of things changed when everybody moved up here full time.
I need my own space.
Oh, no. We can't do that. It's going to look like a cult compound
or
something.
We'll talk about it later. Love you. Bye.
So unnecessary. Roxbury Farms used to be a getaway for me, my sisters, close friends, my side of the family. It's a whole different ballgame up here now. But these girls, my sisters, they do not need their own space. It ain't happening. But you know what is happening right now? The podcast. If you missed any of the show, you can catch it again anytime on the FM Talk 106.5 app at fmtalk1065.com or follow the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on Facebook. And don't miss a thing. Be good to each other. We will meet you right back here next week. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America. Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.